stand by. Good day, everyone, and welcome to the IBM TifflyTalk TSM and FilesX Update conference call. Today's program is being recorded. At this time, for opening remarks, I'd like to turn things over to Mr. Don Dischinger. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, thank you, Kelly. My name is Don Dischinger, and I'll be speaking with you today regarding giving you information, seller's information on our latest acquisition, which is FilesX. With me today on this call, and who will be available later for questions and answers, are Kelly Beavers, who's the Director of Product Management. We also have Bob Kelly from FilesX, who's the Director of Business Development at FilesX. We have Victoria McGuire, who is works for Tivoli Channel Sales. Terry Berba, who is with the Worldwide Sales Enablement Team for Tivoli. And Greg Van Hise, who works software strategy and product management. And later joining us for the Q&A also will be Doug Du Bois. Doug is the integration executive for the FilesX acquisition. So let me get started and talk to you about something very, very exciting. This is the first of several planned Tivoli talks that we are going to have on FilesX. And this is a very exciting announcement that we had. It's the first acquisition in Tivoli storage since our Trellisoft acquisition way back in 2003. So the presentation that you're going to be listening to today is called A Seller's Fast Start, and hopefully you have this presentation, you're looking at this presentation now. This presentation builds upon the analyst review presentation, which was delivered in an email at announcement time. So let's go ahead and flip to page number two, and this is an overview of the company FilesX. And IBM announced the intention to acquire FilesX on April 10th, so earlier this month. And we actually just closed on the acquisition on Monday, April 21st. So who are FilesX? Well, they're a company that was founded in 2000, and they are a privately held company with about 44 employees. About a quarter or 25% of them are headquartered in Newton, Massachusetts, here in the United States, and the rest are in a development lab in Haifa, Israel. And they have roughly about 100 customers today across all major segments of the industries, and we have been working with them on some existing technology partnerships. They're IBM server proven, and they're Tivoli ready as well. So let's go to chart number three and talk a little bit about the acquisition itself. So what was the rationale that IBM used for acquiring FilesX? Well, if you look at this chart, you'll see that the market data that IBM has shows that data protection software over a five-year period has been growing quite nicely in all geographies across the world. In particular, Asia-Pacific, it's growing very nicely at 13% per year, or actually across from 2005 to 2010. But even within data protection, there are several pockets of growth that are growing much, much faster. Things like continuous data protection and remote office protection. And finally, all of these environments, especially the remote office, are growing with Windows servers and Windows applications. And I think it's fair to say that in these pocket areas, some of our competitors have been riding the growth curve or growing along with this market, whereas Tivoli has not been quite as successful in these areas. So this acquisition really is meant to address that. Let's go on to chart number four. And let's talk about where FilesX fits within the Tivoli storage management portfolio. So as you've probably seen this chart before, there are three major areas that our portfolio fall into. And FilesX really goes into the data protection area of our portfolio. So FileZX will be sold along with Tivoli Storage Manager and all of the products which support TSM, and also our CDP for Files product. We should note here that FileZX is noted sometimes as a CDP product, but it is not. It does not overlap with CDP for Files. As a matter of fact, the two products are very complementary to one another. CDP for Files is meant for desktop and laptop protection, whereas FileZX is meant exclusively for server and application protection of Microsoft. So they're very complementary and may be sold together to provide complete protection in a mid-size or remote office. Going on to chart number five, here's just a high-level overview of the problems which FileZX solves. Number one, because it is a block-level backup solution and it's also disk-based, it has the capability of eliminating backup windows. It will back up changed blocks in a continuous fashion and really eliminate the window that most traditional backup and recovery softwares use. It also can eliminate the use of tape in a remote or small office. And this has advantages as far as ease of use in those types of environments. Secondly, because it's block level and continuous, you can recover immediately from any kind of data loss and recover with a level of granularity which is really unsurpassed. So you'll be able to recover things like files, folders, individual mailboxes, tables, and things of that nature. So things that are beneath the file level very often. And then finally, it offers data replication. So because it's disk-based, you can replicate data from one Express Restore server to another Express Restore server and provide disaster recovery capabilities. So as you may know, we do not have currently any data replication software within Tivoli, so this brings that function or that capability to our portfolio. Let's go on to chart number six and talk a little bit about the current FileZX offerings. FileZX offers four products that fall into four different areas. The first product is known as Express Restore, which is what I had referred to earlier, or Express Restore CDP. So CDP stands for Continuous Data Protection, and this Express Restore product is the core or base product upon which all the other products build. So we would sell, typically, Express Restore as the first solution in a customer location, and then add these other functions underneath it. And these other functions include disaster recovery, so you can send data from an Express Restore server to an Express Restore DR server and provide disaster recovery at another site. This disaster recovery server has the capability of doing what's called selective replication. So you don't have to send all of the data from the primary server to the DR server. You can pick and choose which data you want to send. That makes it very, very highly efficient with whatever network resources are available. Another product which you would add in is called Exchange Restore. And Exchange Restore provides this granular backup and restore recovery for Microsoft Exchange environments. So things like emails and messages and mailboxes, all of these components of Microsoft Exchange can be restored directly and individually by using Exchange Restore. If you've been selling Tivoli Storage Manager for a while, you'll know that this has been an area where we have lacked certain function and our customers have asked for. So this is a nice added feature for us. And then finally, down at the bottom, Express Bare Metal Restore is a bare metal recovery or bare machine recovery solution meant to be used explicitly with Express Restore and FileZX? So you'll know that obviously we do have a relationship with Christy, or you may have heard we have a relationship with Christy to provide bare machine recovery for multiple platforms, including HP, Sun, Solaris, Sun Solaris, Windows, and trying to remember the last one, but in any case, this is not to be confused with Christy. Christy will continue to be positioned as our enterprise bare machine or bare metal recovery product. This will offer bare metal restore for those customers who choose to buy FileZX and use FileZX, and it really offers a comprehensive end-to-end solution for Microsoft environments. So over on the right side of this chart, just a little bit of information on the benefits that you get. When you're doing block-level backup, you have the capability of improving your recovery point. If you're backing up continuously at the block level, the customer can now set what the recovery point is, as opposed to traditional backup where your recovery point is always at the point of the last incremental backup, the last incremental that was taken. This recovery point can be perhaps the last hour or the last 15 minutes if that kind of recovery was necessary. So the customer has the ability of setting their recovery point. In addition, it reduces the storage that's necessary to store data. So in other words, this is a disk-based backup solution, but because it is backing up at the block level, it's really doing an incremental forever block-level backup. So we know that TSM, or Tivoli Storage Manager, does file-level backup, incremental forever. This extends that capability to applications, databases, and file servers, and backs up at the block level so that we can recover applications, and we can also reduce the amount of storage that's needed for these backups. There's a function in FileZX called Near Instant Recovery, and this is the ability to actually recover an application before all of the data has been restored to it. So if you had an outage of a Microsoft Exchange or a file server or SQL or any other Windows server, you could recover that server and let the users start doing work on that server by basically attaching the application server to the FileZX repository and mounting that repository. While the customer is using the application now in recovery mode, you can begin actually the physical recovery of the data in the background. This is very, very powerful because customers now no longer have to wait for the actual physical recovery of the data. They can simply start using the application through the FileZX Express Restore repository. So something very, very powerful the customers have really expressed a lot of interest in. FileZX is easy to install and to manage, and it integrates with Tivoli Storage Manager. So for those customers who want to use FileZX in the remote or small office or mid-size office and use TSM in the data center, they'll be able to do that. And TSM brings very, very strong policy management, and it also provides tape management to a FileZX environment. So let's move on to chart number 7 and show and talk a little bit about how we're positioning FileZX with TSM. So if you look at this chart, at the bottom left-hand corner, we have Tivoli Storage Manager, and you'll notice that Tivoli Storage Manager fits into the Enterprise Data Center, and also most of it fits into the Scheduled Protection area. So what FileZX does is it provides or helps us move into the continuous data protection environment, and that's really for applications first and foremost. It also helps us move to up and to the right into mid-market and remote office environments. And where we find, in those environments, we find Microsoft Windows very, very prevalent. So this is going to be a nice fit for using with TSM, and the two products are very complementary with one another. Going on to chart number 8, the next three charts talk about three separate buying occasions, or how we would expect customers to view and buy FilesX solutions. The first is being able to control distributed data. You know, many customers have not just one office, but they have many offices, and some may be larger than others, but they are spread out. And it becomes very difficult for these customers with many offices to manage data effectively. What FilesX does is it gives the ability to manage this data remotely and manage multiple remote offices. And it does so by eliminating the need for using tape. Again, it's disk-based backup. It's also easy to install and configure. It also has the capability of replicating data from site to site. So not only is the customer getting the benefit of disk-based backup and recovery at the block level, but they're also able to replicate this data to the next remote office and provide disaster recovery. So that's one buying occasion. The next buying occasion would be a situation where a customer may have multiple backup products. Even with Tivoli Storage Manager, we have customers running TSM in the data center, but then choose to run some competitive product out at their remote or small office because it's just simply easier for them to do so. And TSM is viewed sometimes by customers as too difficult or too heavy a product to run at these remote sites. TSM is also primarily disk and tape based, but most customers will use tape with TSM when they need to get data off-site. So here's a nice area where FilesX complements TSM. FilesX provides the DR, provides disk-based backup. It's easy to manage in the remote office, and yet it can be integrated with Tivoli Storage Manager in the data center. So now IBM has one offering, has one set or suite of products from one vendor that can cover a customer's end-to-end needs in both the small remote office and the larger data center. Going on to the last buying occasion, so chart number 10, we have a lot of customers running Microsoft applications. As a matter of fact, they usually run Microsoft Exchange for email, and they'll be running SQL Server. And for those customers that run or are very, very heavy into Microsoft, they're typically running Microsoft at the data center and they're running it in the remote offices. And these customers are asking vendors for things like individual mailbox recovery, faster recovery of Microsoft servers and applications, and more granular recovery of all different types of objects. And so FilesX provides that. We can sell FilesX into customers' data centers. So customer may be running Tivoli Storage Manager, for example, in the data center, but may need some additional capabilities around Microsoft Exchange that we're not able to provide with our TSM for Mail product. And so this is an area where FilesX can complement TSM and provide additional function. It will also provide faster recoverability and, as I mentioned earlier, better recovery points. Going on to chart number 11, we have a list of some of the top competitors that we expect to see with FilesX solutions. This list of competitors is not all-inclusive, so there are some here that are not listed. And also, they're not in any particular order of importance. But I list them here because some of these competitors are in squarely in the mid-market space, and some of them are actually in approaching the enterprise space. So this is a list that's that combines some of the competitors that both FilesX has seen in their work with customers, and also some of the competitors that IBM has seen and that we hope to position our portfolio against better now. So the ones that are noted most, I think, are competitors like Network Appliance, who have had in the past year or two a very compelling story around replication of data and support of Microsoft applications, and will be able to compete very directly with Network Appliance software solutions now, with FilesX and their capabilities. Another notable competitor is Commvault. Commvault has been growing in this Microsoft space for the last 2 years, and they had nice ease-of-use features and also things like individual mailbox restore. So we'll be able to compete very nicely with them as well. Over on the right are just some of the features of FilesX, so you can take a look at some of those. But one thing we need to remember is that with all of these features, we now have the ability to combine FilesX with TSM and provide this end-to-end comprehensive solution. So that's what's going to make us very, very competitive across the board. Let's go to chart number 12 and talk a little bit about now the roadmap. So you've seen what FilesX can do today. Let's talk a little bit about what's coming in the future. So later this year, we have plans right now to develop additional capabilities. The first is that FilesX will be supported in multiple languages. Today, FilesX is really in English only, and we expect when it's brought into Passport Advantage a little bit later this year, it'll be translated into multiple languages. Secondly, we're going to start some TSM integration with FilesX, some deeper integration, including some enhanced reporting and some policy integration. So we're going to start to bring the two products together from a number of different perspectives. Going into 2009, we're now going to start to bring FilesX into other OS, support other OS platforms. So today it's Windows. But we're looking at plans to support things like Linux, Sun Solaris, and also AIX. And then we're also looking to bring the two user interfaces together because we recognize that if customers want to use these two solutions together, one for the small remote office and one for the data center, it would be very nice to be able to manage that from a common interface. So we're going to be doing some user interface integration. And then finally, at the bottom of the chart, we also plan on introducing data deduplication into the FilesX Express Restore server. And this would have the benefit of reducing the amount of data at these small or remote offices before that data is transmitted to some other disaster site. So that's going to be a very, very nice complement to the data deduplication that we've already announced with Tivoli Storage Manager that will be coming in the next release, and also the data deduplication that we've just acquired with Diligent, which was announced this week as well. So moving on to chart number 13, let's talk a little bit about pricing. And this is just a quick example of the four components that we talked about earlier, the Express Restore components. Today, Express Restore and the four FilesX products, Bare Metal Restore, Exchange Restore, and Express Restore DR, they're priced in a tiered fashion. So similar to our SVC or TPC products, you pay the highest list price for the first few licenses, and then the more licenses that you buy, the price begins to drop per license. So the list price you'll see here for Express Restore is $1,699 U.S. For the first server, and that's the price for the first four protected servers. And then beyond that, the price begins to drop, and the customers start to receive a discount. As I mentioned earlier, Express Restore is the base product and you would typically sell the additional components on top of Express Restore for added function. I should note that at the bottom of this slide, these prices do not include first-year maintenance, so you would need to add either 18% more onto this price for standard maintenance from 8 to 5 p.m., or 24% more for 24/7 support. Obviously, when we get into Passport Advantage, we'll be taking on maintenance, and maintenance will be included. First-year maintenance will be included with the product. But for now, selling through Files X as it exists today, first-year maintenance is not included. You would have to add that. So going on to chart number 14, here are some examples of some configurations that you might have in a typical small or remote office environment. So looking at the first example, this is a remote office that has, this is a company that has five remote offices, so there's five locations, and in each remote office they have four servers. They may have two SQL servers, one Exchange server, and one file server. So when you add all of these servers up for all five sites, you come up with a price of roughly $33,000 U.S., and that breaks down to a cost per site of about $6,600 U.S., a very attractive price for protecting data at one remote office. Going down to the next example, this would be that same remote office, but adding disaster recovery capability. And if you see, as you see here, there's only a slight increase over the previous example. So a customer would only have to pay an additional $1,399 to provide disaster recovery for all of their offices. Very, very attractive price, and something I think that will be very competitive in the market. And then finally, our last example is a larger customer. So this is a mid-market configuration where we have one customer with a small data center. And in that data center, we're talking about a number of servers, so five SQL servers, let's say five Oracle database servers, and five Exchange servers, and then 15 file servers. So all of these servers combined together, the cost for protecting this one smaller data center or mid-market data center is about $58,000. So we included these examples just for your own use so that you can see how attractive or how Files X is priced into these markets. It's very, very squarely or very, very much aimed at the mid-market customer. And we believe that the pricing is very attractive. And even when we bring it into Passport Advantage, we plan on continuing similar pricing, or at least a similar level of pricing going forward. So going on to slide number 15, let's talk a little bit about some sales information that you need to know. And first, we're pleased to tell you that we've been able to get a fast start incentive approved. So there's an incentive during the second and third quarters to sell Files X software into your customers. And these are for opportunities that are identified and entered into Siebel by June 30th. So we need to enter the opportunities by the end of the second quarter, and we need to close these opportunities by the end of the third quarter, or September 30th. And if you're able to do that, you can receive bonuses of beginning at about 4% of your target incentive for opportunities or deal sizes that are only $25,000 to $50,000 U.S. So a very reasonable opportunity size for these environments. And then the bonus increases in increments of 4% as the deal size grows. The maximum bonus would be 12% of TI, of your target incentive, for deals over $100,000. And then, of course, the maximum that a single salesperson could receive during this incentive period would be 16%. One thing I should note is that, you know, as with all of these types of incentives, your manager must submit a nomination for these eligible opportunities in order for you to receive the bonus at the end of the third quarter. Going on to slide 16, there are already product codes loaded into Siebel. So if you go into Siebel now, today, you'll see four product codes there for the four different FileZX products. And we encourage all of our sellers to start entering opportunities into Siebel. Start going out to your customers and doing opportunity identification and log these opportunities or enter these opportunities into Siebel so that we can start building our pipeline. Going on to slide 17, we need to talk a little bit about ordering and fulfillment. For those of you that are in Tivoli Storage, it's been a long time since we've had an acquisition. And when you have an acquisition in IBM, there's a process that you go through an interim process that you need to go through in order to order this software prior to it being available in Passport Advantage. So let me take you through this process a little bit. We closed the FileZX acquisition earlier this week. So from now until this product is available in Passport, these products will be branded as FileZX products. So they're basically as they exist today, with the FileZX brand name on them. And IBM sellers and business partners can sell them, but there are very different ways of selling them. IBM sellers need to go through the America's Deal Hub, and we'll be having a Tivoli talk in a week or two to talk to you about how you do this. So what you would do is contact the America's Deal Hub, and they'll be handling transactions for all of the geographies worldwide. And they'll give you ordering assistance on how to order and fulfill FileZX products. Because what will happen is the order will be sent to the FileZX team, and FileZX will end up processing that. So what the Deal Hub does is they provide a process to get all of the documents and paperwork together in an orderly fashion, and then they provide that to FileZX for fulfillment. Business partners, on the other hand, do not have a way of selling it through their Passport Advantage agreements and Partner World agreements because the product isn't in Passport Advantage yet. So what business partners will need to do for this interim period, if they wish to sell and order and fulfill FileZX product, they'll need to sign up directly with FileZX and sign an agreement with FileZX as a business partner for this period of time. And I should tell you that these agreements will become available hopefully within the next 1 to 2 weeks. They're currently being reviewed by IBM, and they'll be what we call blue washed or made available to resellers, but it will be an agreement directly with FileZX. As far as commissions go, IBM direct sellers will receive their commissions based on a manual transaction. So when FileZX will report back to us at the end of a quarter and tell us what orders they fulfilled for IBM, and then IBM will process manual commissions transactions to pay the sellers on those deals. Business partners will receive discounts and be paid based on the agreement that they signed directly with FileZX. And then finally, end-user support will be provided by FileZX directly under FileZX's support terms. So we won't go to an IBM model of support until the products reach or go into Passport Advantage. So what happens with Passport Advantage? Well, we hope to have these FileZX products into Passport Advantage by late July or perhaps August 1st. That's our target date. And, of course, once the products are in Passport Advantage, IBM sellers and business partners have the ability to order business as usual. So it becomes an IBM product. It can be ordered just like Tivoli Storage Manager or other IBM products. And commissions are processed just like they are today for things like Tivoli Storage Manager. Support will also come from IBM. So just so you know, though, there'll be two fulfillment vehicles at this time. Once we get into Passport Advantage, customers will still be able to go to FilesX and order through FilesX, and customers will be able to go to direct sellers and business partners and order through Passport Advantage. At some point, however, what we call transfer of trade will basically close down the FilesX ordering and fulfillment, and customers will only, and business partners will only order through Passport Advantage. And we would expect that to happen sometime early in the fourth quarter. Going on to slide number 18, this is just a chart on some of the enablement materials that you'll be getting in the coming days. There's a number of data sheets that FilesX has provided for us on the different products that they have today. And adding to that, we have created, with the help of Terry Burba in sales enablement, we've created some customer-facing presentations, as well as some other documents that are listed here. What you're listening to right now, or seeing right now, is the seller's fast start presentation, so it has a lot of good information on FilesX. There's going to be a sales enablement presentation made available to you. And then IBMers will be able to get a price sheet. So this first chart talks about what IBM sellers and the enablement that IBM sellers are going to receive. And then this next chart, chart 19, is what the business partners will receive as far as enablement. And they're very much the same except for a couple of important areas. One is the fact that the price sheet, demos, product demos, and trial code or evaluation code will be made available to IBM sellers, but for business partners to receive these items, the business partner needs to sign up as a FilesX reseller and with these contracts that I talked about earlier. Once they do, then FilesX would be able to provide those documents and those capabilities directly to the business partner. And again, that's for the interim period that we're talking about between now and when these products are available in Passport Advantage. So going on to slide number 20, there are a number of marketing plans that IBM is working on. Most of these are going to occur in the third and fourth quarter, but we included these in this presentation so that you're aware of the different types of marketing plays that we're looking at and the different types of customer-facing materials we plan to have as we go through the year. So please refer to these. You'll notice things like telesales plays and additional customer webcasts and then additional sales plays that we plan to have. So going down to chart number 21, we're wrapping up the presentation, and we have a call to action. So what we would like you to do now as sellers is to begin reviewing all of the material that we're making available to you on FilesX. As we mentioned, there's a number of sales, technical sales, and customer-facing presentations. There's a number of FAQ documents that answer all the questions you can imagine on FilesX, their products, and how we plan on positioning these products with our current portfolio. All of these documents are going to be available internally on Extreme Leverage and externally to partners via the Tivoli Knowledge Center. So you should have no trouble accessing these documents. Some of them are available today, and some of them will be posted within the coming days as we finish up some of the changes we're making to them. We encourage all of the sellers to look for and attend all of the upcoming Tivoli talks. So this is the first of many, as I said at the beginning. We also plan to have some presentations on ordering and fulfillment. We're going to have a Tivoli talk on how to use the Deal Hub. So for direct sellers who need to order during this interim period, that's going to be important for you. And then we're going to have some Tivoli talks on opportunity identification and how to really talk to a customer, and then maybe how to size up an opportunity and ask the right questions to progress the opportunity. So please go out and discuss FilesX with your customers using these materials, and talk to customers that not only have TSM in the data center, but also have remote offices where they might be using a competitive product, or they might be using nothing at all. And these are opportunities for us to go in and sell FilesX and sell the integration story that we are coming out with later this year and into next year. We can also go out to customers that have no Tivoli or no TSM at all and sell into areas where we've had difficulty in the past, you know, very, very heavy Windows customers that require Windows application support that have not liked or wanted Tivoli Storage Manager in the past. We can now compete in these areas. And let's focus on selling the total solution, which includes not only FilesX but TSM, because they are very complementary and they're meant to be used together to provide this end-to-end support. The other thing we'd like you to do is, as you talk to these customers and identify opportunities, please put these opportunities into Siebel using the opportunity or the product codes that are there today. And understand or keep in mind that there are sales incentives for the second and third quarter for selling, for identifying and closing these opportunities by the end of the third quarter. Something else you should note is that until we're not going to get, as IBM sellers, we're not going to have any quota for FilesX products until the second half. So that means that during the first half, we have what's called free attainment. So sellers can earn commissions and retire their quota for selling FilesX products, even though they were not given quota for those products in the first half. So that's called free attainment, and that's a very nice feature for you. If you have any questions regarding direct sales, please send those questions to the following Notes ID. This is a Lotus Notes address, email address. It's called fxsales@us.ibm.com, and I'm the one that will actually be monitoring that user ID, that email address, and I'll be hopefully responding to your questions within 48 hours. If you have questions that are product related, I encourage you to submit those questions to the Software Group Answer Network, or SWAN. If I receive questions to my ID, I'm hopefully going to want to see questions that have to do with pricing and configuration and product positioning, things like that. If you have a question on the product itself, its capabilities, things that are in the roadmap, questions of those nature, I encourage you to send those questions to SWAN and have SWAN answer them. They are set up to answer questions for FilesX. And then finally, if you need competitive information, if you're a direct seller, you can visit the Tivoli Competitive Portal, which is where we keep all of our competitive information for Tivoli storage software products. And if you're a business partner, for the time being, please get in touch with your IBM seller, who could provide you access to some of this information, on a deal-by-deal basis. The last slide is a slide on where to go for additional assistance and information. So please refer to this chart, which gives you links to where all of our press and analyst coverage is, links to the different sales enablement materials, both internal on Extreme Leverage and external on the Tivoli Knowledge Center. If you have questions, if you're a business partner and you have questions, please send those questions to partnerinfo@filesx.com. And that email address is monitored by FilesX, and they will respond back to you with some information for you. If you have some questions for IBM regarding business partners, then send those to Victoria McGuire, and her email address is listed on this sheet as well. So that's pretty much all I have for this presentation today. Thank you for listening, and what we'll do now is go into our question and answer period and ask some of our panel to help out with the questions if there are any.
Thank you.
Kelly, back to you.
At this time, if you do have a question, please signal us by pressing star 1 at this time. Again, that is star 1 for questions. I'll pause for just a moment. We'll go first to Adrian Cipak.
Hi, Adrian.
And Adrian, your line is open. Hearing no response, we'll move on to Ejaz Saeed.
Yeah, hi. Taking a hypothetical customer scenario where I have a heterogeneous environment consisting of AIX and Windows, and we support it currently with TSM, and there's an exchange on Intel, or exchange on an Intel server, where we've given TSM for mail. Now, in case we find this Express Restore a better offering, for exchange, and we have to integrate Express Restore into this bill of material, into this solution, my understanding is that we just need to port Express TDP, FileZex TDP and FileZex Restore 2007 on the mail server, and the rest of the TSM will be able to be saved. Is that correct?
There's a lot of static on the line, and I can barely hear the question. I think you were referring to the first buying occasion, and you were trying to ask a question on an example or example configuration, but I did not get the information due to all the static.
Okay, is this more clear now?
That's much better, thank you. Could you ask that question again?
Yes, in short, the question is, yes, you're right. I had taken an example scenario, which is heterogeneous, AIX as well as Windows, and there's an Intel box on which there's an Exchange server. So the current TSM bill of material obviously had TSM and then TSM for mail. Now, since I find the Exchange Restore 2007 a better offering to provide, how do I integrate the bill of material? Do I just give Express CDP and Express Restore, Express Exchange Restore on the mail server, and rest of the bill of material remains with TSM, and will it work together?
Yes, so let me give you a high-level answer to your question. You would install an Express Restore client on the Exchange up to an Express Restore server with a disk repository on it. And then if you need to move that data into TSM, you can do so by sending that data to TSM, and then TSM can put that data into its storage pools. And that would basically be like a TSM client sending data to a TSM server. So what the Express Restore server would do is it would become a TSM client.
Mm. But I'll still require an Express Restore CDP on that mail server, right?
You would require, yes. In this case, if you want to get that function, you would require an Express Restore, CDP server would be the repository, and then you would the protected server would be that Exchange server.
So
you would buy one license in this case for every Exchange server that you had, and then you would have to provide the hardware and the disk repository for the Express Restore server.
Right, but will the Express Restore CDP also be on the mail server, or will that require a separate server?
You get all the functionality with that one software. So you're going to need to install the Express Restore server on something. And I know Greg Van Hise is on the call. If you have TSM in this environment, and did you say you had or you were using TSM in this environment? You were, right?
That's right. That's right, yes.
Greg, I believe you could put TSM server and Express Restore server on the same machine, but I have to ask you that question.
Yeah, Don, that's correct. In fact, I'm running some scenarios with that right now with both the TSM server and Express Restore server on the same machine. Of course, they each have their own set of, you know, repository space that they're using, but they can both coexist on the same machine.
No, but the question is, where do I put the Express Restore CDP? Because that's a prerequisite, right?
Yeah, so you would, in this Exchange example here, you would have an Express Restore client running on the Exchange server, and that's what would be, you know, collecting the data, right, intercepting the I.O., collecting the data to send the snapshots, et cetera, to the Express Restore server. So you need an Express Restore client on that Exchange server.
CDP not required? Express Restore CDP not required?
The Express Restore client enables the CDP capabilities as well.
Yeah, they're one and the same. When we talk about Express Restore, you automatically get CDP with that.
Yeah. You have one client that runs on the machines that will support CDP and snapshots.
And Exchange capabilities.
Yes. And the Exchange capabilities to, you know, Quiesce Exchange, do VSS snapshots, you know, VSS, Quiesces, et cetera.
Of the four products, which is the one or two that I need to buy for this particular mail server, assuming there's only one mail server?
Okay, so if there's only one mail server, to recover the server itself, you would need Express Restore CDP. And if you wanted to provide mailbox-level recovery and object-level recovery, you might also want Exchange Restore. So at the you would need those two products, one copy of each.
Right, but if I want only Exchange Restore facilities, then can it exist on its own without the Express Restore CDP?
Ask that question one more time. I'm not so sure I understand it.
Yeah.
Right, I'm saying can the Exchange Restore 2007 work on its own without Express Restore CDP?
Ah, I see. I don't believe so. Bob, can you help me with that?
Okay.
If you want the full granular and in rapid recovery capability, you need both.
Mm.
Yeah, and guys, just as an FYI, I mean, this maybe is a direction thing, Don, a little bit, but the scenario I'm testing right now on my machine is, you know, using data protection for mail has a restore files function where it can restore the Exchange backup to an EDB file, and I can use the Exchange IMR utility to do individual mail recovery from that. So that's just a scenario that we're working through right now. You know, I wouldn't feel we'll try to put together a white paper on that, but I think that's where the question was going.
So I guess for now our recommendation would be to use both Express Restore CDP and Exchange Restore together if you have a requirement to recover mailboxes.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
And we'll go back to Adrian Seabach.
Hi, Adrian.
Hi, Don. Am I coming through this time?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, we can hear you, Adrian.
Oh, good. Okay. First of all, I just wanted to thank the extended team for so quickly pulling this together. You know, 4 days after we closed this, we're already enabling the AP team, so it's really appreciated. Couple of things really quickly. I noticed, Don, that the pricing examples in this are all based on the US market. I'm just concerned that the team doesn't just go ahead and use these for things like proposals. We have got very specific uplifts, exchange rates, and everything else for each geo, so I want to fairly quickly take these examples and translate them, you know, so that they're accurate for each geo before we get too far down the track. The other thing I wanted to ask about is the BP arrangement until we move over to Passport Advantage. Do we have some kind of tear-off contract that we can use to sign up BPs direct with FileZX so that we can quickly get moving and rather than trying to facilitate relationships back with the US?
Yes, we're hoping to have those contracts available in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. And Don, you can help me work through those pricing examples?
Yes, absolutely. Myself and John Connor, who's the market manager, we both of us can help you through that, the pricing examples. We have the price sheet from FilesX, and of course Bob Kelly's on the line, and we have folks from FilesX that can help us as well. So not a problem at all.
Okay, terrific. I am cautious also that we don't set a price expectation that then changes when we apply our Passport Advantage parameters like NGO uplift. So there's quite a few things to consider, that's all.
Yes, no, that's a good point, Adrian. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, that is star one for any further questions. And we'll go back to Ajaz.
Yeah, hi. Not too sure whether the right firm. Just want to know if we need to have some discounting done, what is the process that we need to follow before it goes to Passport Advantage?
Okay, so would this be a direct seller or a business partner?
Business partner.
Business partners would work directly under the agreement that they sign with FilesX. They would work directly with FilesX for any discounting. So that's something you would work directly with them on. And so.
And what if it's a direct?
Bob, you want to handle that question?
What if it's? What's the second part of that?
What if it is direct?
What if it's direct? So
direct,
for direct sales, you would work with me.
Okay.
And we'll go next to Carly McMahon.
Yes, that's close enough.
Hi, Carly.
Hi, how are you, Don?
I thought you were out.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty dedicated. So on holiday, Adrian and I are still logged in.
Okay. Well, how can I help?
Look, my question is just looking through the compensation structure to date, and I might be missing something, but it appears as if the sales managers managing the sales reps are not compensated until it's till transfer of trade. Is that correct?
Everybody is compensated the same way that they would be with Tivoli Storage Manager. So what's not included is these bonuses or these incentives. I think those incentives are meant only for the sellers, not for the managers. But as far as everything else is concerned, I believe that everything is pretty much business as usual. I'll have to check on that because you're the first one that has asked me about managers and compensation. So let me find out for sure, unless someone else on the call knows the answer to this.
Yeah, Don, this is Doug. As you stated, this will flow exactly the way TSM does. So, you know, it'll flow to the reps and it'll flow up to the managers that get comped on TSM today. They'll get it the same with FilesX in the future.
Okay, so say in June, we close a 100K deal for FilesX in my region.
Mm-hmm.
Then that revenue will flow to the rep, and it will flow to me, and I'll get paid commission on it, and the rep will get paid commission on it, and the rep is also entitled to the incentive. Is that correct?
That's correct. Commission will flow just like TSM would, so what you articulate is correct, but only the rep who was responsible for the OI would actually get the incentive bonus.
Right, but so it is in fact an additional incentive on top of normal commission and rev rec.
That's absolutely correct. That's absolutely correct.
Right. I don't think that's necessarily clear in the communication, so as we roll this out, you might want to just state that.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for clarifying, though. That makes me far happier about the whole thing.
Well, thank you, Carly. That's our job, is to make everyone happy.
Well, you've done well this morning. Thank you.
And there are no further questions at this time.
Okay, well, thank you everyone for attending. I appreciate your attention, and look forward to selling FilesX with you along with TSM through the balance of 2008 and into the future. Good luck and good selling, and that'll end the call.
That concludes today's conference call. Have a pleasant rest of your day.